This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu gave us a meter to measure the state of our hearts, the state of our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a way to measure and understand whether we have faith or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, verily the believers, the mu'minun are only those. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting the conditions. This is the measurement, right? So if you are taking the, if you are saying, is the person healthy or not, you might say, well, the pulse rate should be so much, blood pressure should be so much, and so on, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if I ask myself, am I a believer? Who's going to tell me? And if you say that, oh, but you see, you will know when you die. Yes, of course, you will know when you die, but there's no good knowing it there. You should know it now. Because when I'm dying, if I know I'm not a believer, then what do? Nothing. So I need to know now so that I can do something about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a meter to see. Check for yourself. You don't have to ask anybody, because anyway, anybody else cannot tell you, because I can't go into your heart, you can't come into my heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ Verily and truly the believers are those الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ They are those who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned before them, their hearts shiver with the glory and majesty of Allah. This is something that we need to ask ourselves. This is something that we need to monitor for ourselves. And say, what happens to me when Allah is mentioned? In whatever form, Allah is mentioned when I am reading Quran, Allah is mentioned when I am praying, either praying on my own or praying behind the imam is reciting. Allah is mentioned when I hear the adhan, the muezzin said, Allahu Akbar, what happens to my heart? Does anything happen? Or adhan is happening and I'm looking at something on my phone, or I'm chatting, or I'm talking to somebody or doing something. Which one? إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا Allah said, and when the ayat of Allah are recited before these people, before the believers, their faith increases, their iman increases. Can we monitor that? Can we know, is it increasing or not increasing? What is the measure of that? How do I know if my iman is increasing or not? Yeah? Waris asked me the meaning of muraqabah. He said, do you know what is muraqabah? This is muraqabah. To monitor your own heart. So Allah is saying, iman should increase. But how do I know? Am I in touch with myself to know what is happening in my heart or not? Or is it only words? وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا And the result of these two things, a heart which is responsive to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where the iman increases because of the recitation of the ayat of Allah, or seeing the signs of Allah around us in creation, it means both the things. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّرُونَ And they are the people who have tawakkul, who have faith, who have complete and total reliance on their Rabb. So three internal signs to monitor. One, what happens to my heart when Allah is mentioned? Two, what happens to my iman when the ayat of Allah are recited before me, or I see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around me in the universe and within myself? And the third thing is, do I have faith and complete reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Or is my heart filled with fear and with hope and with expectation? What will happen if now Biden is resigned? Kamala Harris will become president of America, or will she lose the election? Will Trump become president? What will happen to me if Trump becomes president? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives two other, three internal, two external. وَالَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who establish the salah. Allah did not say they are the people who pray. These are the people who, when they have time, they do. No. Establish the salah. Which means the salah is the number one important thing in their lives. When the time for salah comes, they pray. They don't leave the salah to do anything else. They don't postpone it. They don't say, okay, I'll pray. I didn't say I won't pray. I will pray now. After some time, after half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever. No. Time for salah comes, pray. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And they are the people who spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Not only paying this, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ doesn't mean zakat. Zakat is fard. It's a rukun of Islam. This is in addition to that. And this is not only in Ramadan, I'm giving some Ramadan hamper, I'm giving some food to people. No. This is as a normal practice every day in my life. Whatever it is. Maybe it's $5, maybe it's $10, whatever. What I do on a daily basis. You don't eat only in Ramadan. You eat three times a day two times a day, one time a day, whatever, right? Five signs. The question I ask myself and you is, if we look at ourselves, can we find these signs? For those who have these signs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ Allah said, these are the people who are the true believers. Allah is giving the stamp of certificate, authentication. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ Allah said, for them are stations of honor, darajat, with their Rabb, and for them there is forgiveness, and for them there is rizqun kareem, for them there is sustenance with honor. They don't have to slog and, you know, tire themselves out and humiliate themselves in order to earn a living. No, sustenance of honor. Allah will give them, will make rizq easy for them. Allah will open doors for them where they did not know there were any doors. Because they are the muttaqoon. And for the muttaqoon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will provide you from sources you cannot imagine. لَمْ يَحْتَسِبْ وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ Allah said, Allah will give them from sources they cannot imagine. I remind myself and you, let us remember this, and I want to end with this. This deen is based on Iman bil Ghaib. Right in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Allah said, this book is a book in which there is no doubt, and this book has hidayah, has guidance for the muttaqoon. Who are they? These are the people who have Iman il al-Ghaib. Al-Ghaib is the unperceivable. Something which cannot be seen or heard or felt or it is beyond human comprehension. It is something which is unperceivable. Iman bil ghaib. Allah is not saying knowledge of the ghaib. No, Allah is not saying it is something to be interested in. No, Allah says iman bil ghaib. Complete and total yaqeen in the ghaib. Just think about it. How logical or how reasonable is it to tell you to have faith in something which you yourself are calling unperceivable? Al-ghaib. Does it seem logical to you? Is it reasonable? Have faith in something which you cannot possibly perceive. You can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't do anything. You can't touch it, you can't poke it, you can't pinch it, you can't eat it, you can't bite it. But have faith in that thing. Al-ghaib. Al-ladhina yu'minuna bil-ghaib. So today people like to say, oh, see, we must be logical in our approach to the Quran. Okay, start with this. Start with this. You want to be logical? Please go ahead. Be my guest. Start with this. Explain this to me. The Quran begins with something, which statement, which I am saying this only to explain, which defies logic. So why do you believe it? Why? Only one reason. Because Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us this. No? What else is the reason? How do you know there is a day of judgment? Did you see it? Did I see it? I am saying you will see it. Yeah, okay. Really? I will see it. How do you know? I mean, I can argue, right? You say there is Jannah, there is Jahannam. What? How do you know? Show me. Where is Jannah? Show me Jahannam. The kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they asked this question. They told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this thing. Show me, where is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. Allah said, you believe this because my Nabi tells you. So belief in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, belief in his word, that this word is true, belief in the knowledge that he knew what he was saying because this came to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we believe because he said so. It is this position that made Abu Bakr as-Siddiq as-Siddiq. Because when he was told about Isra wal Miraj, they came and said to him, your friend says he went from Makkah to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem into the heavens, then he came back and he came back all the way here, and all of this happened only in one night. Do you believe that? He said, yeah, if he said so, I believe it. If he said that, I believe it. So what do you need to investigate? Did he say it? Not the logic of what he said. Is it believable? No. Did he say it? So yes, he said it. Then I believe it. So they asked him, how do you believe something like this? How is it possible that you believe something which defies the imagination? How is it possible to go from Makkah to Jerusalem, and you're talking about 7th century, right? You're not flying planes. So from here to there and whatnot. Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu said, it is for us, he said, we already believe more than this. This is easy. He said what? He said, we believe in Allah. Have we seen Allah? We believe in the Day of Judgment. Have we seen the Day of Judgment? We believe in Jannah. We believe in Jahannam. We believe in Yawmul Hashar. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we believe in, that He is Malikul Mulk, Zul Jalali wal Ikram, Qadir ala kulli ashya wal ahwal, Khaliqul ashya wal ahwal, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. If this Allah wants to take somebody from one place to another place and back, what is so difficult? What is difficult? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I took him. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah did not say he went on his own. No. Allah said, we took him. From this point to that point and back. So, if Allah, who can create the entire universe and all the 7 heavens and this and this and this, can't take one person from point A to point B and back, what's so difficult to believe? So therefore, I remind myself and you, let us monitor our hearts. The Islam, think about this, the Quran did not talk about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for those who reflect, for those who think, all of this is true, which refers to the aql. But as a point of faith, as a place of faith, where the faith remains and sits, Allah did not say it is the aql. Allah said it is the heart. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُ Allah did not say aql will shake. No, the qalb will shake. Yes, there is a place for reason. But any reason has to be within a boundary or framework of assumptions. There has to be a foundation for the logic. In Islam, that foundation is al-ghayb. Belief in al-ghayb. So let us reflect on this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His glory and majesty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate our hearts with His noor and with His glory and majesty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with faith, with absolute and total yaqeen on Him Jalla Jalaluhu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the fear of everyone and everything from our hearts, except for the fear and the awe and the glory and the majesty and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.